This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. White House physician Sean Connolly and a large medical team say President Donald Trump is doing very well dealing with his COVID-19 symptoms, including a cough, that he's having no problems breathing and has been fever-free for 24 hours. He is being treated with the antiviral drug remdesivir. The doctors would not speculate how long the president might be hospitalized, but say he is in good spirits. Mr. Trump, who had long downplayed the virus, has joined more than 7.3 million people in the United States to be hit by the coronavirus infection. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, the president was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center. The 74-year-old chief executive has canceled all of his re-election campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd election. We're told the president will carry out his official duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed, that his authority remains fully intact. In his first Twitter message after being admitted to the hospital, he wrote, "Going well, I think. Thank you to all. Love." First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House and is said to be doing well. But there is concern being expressed about how many in the president's inner circle he might have infected before he showed any virus symptoms. Politico was the first to report that among those who have tested positive is Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien. The same is true for the head of the Republican Party, Ronna McDaniel, and at least some who attended last weekend's Rose Garden event when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court. Among those testing positive, Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. Included in the stark irony in all of this, President Trump's words from last May when he told reporters he felt no COVID vulnerability whatsoever. More news online, including the president's condition, at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote,